This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser alongside Lansing Lugnut center fielder and leadoff man Kenny Wilson. Kenny, the amateur draft just took place. What do you remember about your own draft day experience?
It was very nerve-wracking. Let me see. I think it was on the 8th. I can't remember for sure. We spent that day watching on TV the first round. I think this year just the first round was on that first day. But that day, they did second round on the computer. And my agent got a call as he was leaving to go to another client's house. And he said, you know, if I get another call, if, you know, whatever, I'll turn around. I'll come back as soon as I can. You know, and no later than 5 minutes, he got a call and he turned around and came back. And it was the Toronto Blue Jays, and he set the figure. You know, I looked at my parents, my dad, and he said, you know, he shook his head, yeah. And I was like, all right, you know, that sounds great. You know, let's make it happen. And we flipped the computer on, and I heard my name called, and I mean, it just, I don't know, it was an amazing feeling.
Well, now here you are in your second year with the Lansing Lugnuts. What's the difference between the Kenny of last year and the Kenny of this year?
I got a year of experience under my belt. I mean, I'm the same person. You know, I like to joke and have fun. You know, I love working hard and just coming out here and competing every day. It's a grind, but, you know, that's what I'm here for. That's what I enjoy.
Well, one thing that was different from you, especially near the end of last year, you started switch hitting, and here you are this entire year you've been switch hitting. How's that been going?
It's, you know, I'm happy. I'm not gonna say I'm happy, but I think I'm doing exceptionally well for it being my first year doing it. You know, I have a lot of confidence when I go up there. I know the swing is not all there yet, but you know, I try to keep the same approach and just try to make it real simple and not try to do too much. But I'm having a lot of fun with it.
How did you spend the off season?
Let me see. I took about a month off after instructs, and I'm going to the Dominican Republic for a week. That was great, you know. And I got right back at it about a month after the season was done with, or a month after instructs. And you know, I just worked hard. You know, I worked out 5-6 days a week, and you know, that's about it, really.
I heard that you developed a relationship too with Denard Span of the Minnesota Twins. What happened?
He's a Tampa guy. I'm a Tampa guy. He went to Tampa Catholic. It's not too far from my high school. And, you know, he actually works out the same place I work out at. And he's a guy that we work out with, contacted me and, you know, wanted me to work out there, you know, through my agent. And, you know, I was in there one day and he comes in. He's been going there since he got drafted. You know, we worked out every day together in my first off season. And this past off season, it was, you know, we were with each other pretty much every day in the gym, and then whether it be on the field or out running, you know, we just developed a relationship over the time.
What did you learn from him, whether something he told to you or something you just witnessed while watching him go about his business?
It's the hardest working person I've ever been around. You know, just he works hard, perseverance. He told me just, he's had people tell him that he can't do, you know, can't do certain things, and not to let people get to you. And people are always going to say bad things about you, you know, and it just can't let it affect you. You got to come out here every day and you got to battle, and you got to put it all on the line. And, you know, whatever people say about you, you just can't let it bother you. You just got to keep pushing forward.
Speaking to Kenny Wilson, Kenny, finally, what's your best moment that you've ever had in baseball?
My best moment that I've ever had in baseball? Dang, I got one. It was in high school. It was a Saladino tournament. It was a big tournament for the Hillsborough County area, and my team was in it. We were in there. I want to say the score was 3-2, and we were the home team. It was 3-2 going into the top of the seventh, and there was two outs, and a big slugger kid comes up to bat, and hits a ball in the left center field gap, and there was a guy on second. So if that ball lands, he's safe. So he hits the ball, ends up in the ball to left center field, and I just made one of the best catches that I can ever remember making, and I saved the game for us. We ended up winning 3-2. That was probably one of the best feelings I've ever had on the diamond.
Kenny, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.